From Sheboygan to Trigo and Hudson to Appleton, the team at the TV version of Wisconsin Life from PBS Wisconsin travels all over the state, telling, sharing stories of all kinds of people and their passions and their expertise. Angela Fitzgerald is host of Wisconsin Life on PBS Wisconsin. Ryan Ward is a producer for Wisconsin Life. I talked with both of them yesterday about the 10th season of the show. It premieres tomorrow night at 7 on PBS Wisconsin. Angela, for listeners who might be hearing about the PBS Wisconsin version of Wisconsin Life as opposed to what we hear on WPR, can you introduce, Angela, a little bit about what you do on the PBS version of Wisconsin Life?
Sure. So I get the privilege of traveling around the state and shooting on location at places that highlight the diversity and beauty of our state. So that could be from a park to a thriving business or even like a community organization or someone's home if they have something cool going on. So being on location around the state, showing us off.
Ryan, as a producer, how do you look for stories? What stands out to you as something that you see and say, hey, maybe this is a Wisconsin Life thing?
Yeah, usually it's just something that is either odd to me or just really interesting or something. Honestly, it's something that I don't know much about, because I feel like if I don't know much about it, maybe I'll be able to, you know, inform the viewer that way and stuff like that. So it's usually just odd and interesting things to me.
I want to get a sense of some of the adventures you've had traveling around the state with a listen. In this first clip, Angela, could you set us up, set the scene for us at the Holi Festival of Colors in Wausau?
Yes, at the Holi Festival, there's a lot of dancing and music and throwing of powdered color. So we all left there a lot more brightly adorned than we showed up.
All right, here is a listen to a little bit of that that episode.
We are celebrating the Festival of Holi. This is the Spring Festival of Colors, and usually in India it is celebrated in March, which is right around springtime in India, but we push it out a few months here. This is a time that everybody is just celebrating new beginnings. It's a time of joy, love, people coming together. It's a festival that is kind of an equalizer. Mm-hmm. So people of different religions and socioeconomic strata, they forget all their differences and come together to celebrate on this day.
That's the voice of Dr. Swati Biswas, president of the Indian Society of Central Wisconsin, speaking. Angela, can you talk about the opportunity to meet with people from lots of different backgrounds around the state and hear the story behind some of their daily lives and their festivals like this one?
Well, I've absolutely enjoyed it. As a Wisconsinite now, but not originating from Wisconsin, it's been great to travel around to meet people to both learn about my new home state, but also uplift things that people that have been here their entire lives may not even be aware of. So it's been great.
I want to give another listen. And Ryan, this is one you produced, an episode about a miniature horse named Jack the Magnificent who lives in Eau Claire. Can you tell us a little bit about this episode?
Yeah, so I found this story. The actual person is Jack is the horse, and then his owner is Rose. And I actually did a story on Rose several years ago, but it was the complete opposite of this one. She's a classically trained violinist and actually repairs old violins and stuff like that. And so I found out that she had recently adopted a miniature horse named Jack, and they live together in the city of Eau Claire. And when I mean in the city, it's literally blocks from downtown.
Here's a listen to a clip of that episode. We'll hear a community member and Ed Jack's owner talk about this special horse.
We were coming up the hill and crossed this prairie down here, and I looked and I said, is that a horse? And my boyfriend says, I think it is.
That's Rose Johnson and her roommate Jack. Rose is the one in the green jacket, and Jack, well, Jack is Eau Claire's newest resident.
He's a very good citizen. Extremely good citizen. He's very careful. He likes to interact, but he's very good manners.
Ryan, what's it like to keep discovering characters like these, like Rose and Jack, around the state and then being able to help share their stories?
It's awesome. This is our 10th season, and I've been lucky enough to work on Wisconsin Life on the PBS side. since the beginning of it. And, you know, you'd think we'd run out of stories by now, but it's just not the case. Like, I'm just blown away about how many interesting and diverse people that live around Wisconsin. I just love sharing their stories. After I interview them, I always tell them, you know, thank you so much for, you know, sharing your story with us, because that could be a personal experience for them.
Here's another one for you, Angela. You went on an adaptive sailing adventure with the Sailing Education Association of Sheboygan, or SEAS is a great acronym for that. Now, I'm not a sailor. Had you been out sailing before this one?
I have, but I have not been the sailor. I've just been like a passenger.
So talk us through now. We're going to hear a bit here, but tell us about your seaborne, or I guess, Great Lakeborne adventure.
Oh, it was great. I loved how they outfitted the boats to allow for people, regardless of their abilities, to be able to steer and to direct the ship or boat. Excuse me for those of you who know the technical terms.
I have the same thing. I have to stop myself, too.
But it was great. I even had the chance to drive myself, which felt a little scary, but we made it. We didn't hit anything, but it was a great experience.
All right, here's a listen to what came out of that on Wisconsin Life.
Can you break down more what an accessible sailing coach is, or like the work that you do?
Yeah, so I work with people with all kinds of different disabilities. Mm-hmm. Today we'll take someone that uses a wheelchair out sailing. So we have everything set up that a person could need. So we have a special lift to lift them. We have a special chair built on the boat that is secured to the boat so that person is totally safe. And they can fully control the whole boat using 4 buttons or bite switches, whatever we can make it work for them. Perfect, there you go, already looks like a sailor. Stepped on the boat just like a sailor. Today we're going to go out sailing. This is a sonar, and Sophie is going to be in charge of helping us trim the sails, so control how far the sails are in and out. And also, once we're out there, Angela, you have the chance to drive the boat as well, and okay. Sophie will be in control of our sails.
We're checking out a new season of Wisconsin Life on PBS Wisconsin with host Angela Fitzgerald and producer Ryan Ward. Ryan, we've gotten a taste of a few episodes. What's another one you are pumped about producing for this next season?
There's one on a TikTok artist. Her name is Gio, and one of our videographers named Alma actually found this story and sent it to me. But she takes trash that gets washed up on the shore of the Great Lakes and actually makes art out of it. And she's gotten really, really popular on TikTok. She has like, you know, thousands of followers and stuff like that. And then she does these every Halloween. So around this time, she does these thing called Spooky Lakes, where she gives you a little bit info about various lakes around the world and if they're haunted or some urban legends and stuff.
Angela, I think the last time I talked to you, we were in the midst of a more serious part of the COVID pandemic. What's it been like to have some more freedom now in terms of, you know, places you can go and being in person with people since those tougher times in the pandemic?
Oh, it's been great. There were definite restrictions for quite a while, and I hope we don't have to revert back. But it's great to be able to be in person, especially indoors, to be able to connect with people and not have to wear masks. So we can see people's expressions and connect with them that way as well, that nonverbal communication.
I want to ask each of you before we go, maybe some thoughts for viewers and listeners of taking on a Wisconsin Life mindset of appreciating and exploring the state and finding cool new things that we might have overlooked. Ryan, is that something you're hoping people take away from the pieces you produce?
Oh, yeah. And I think the stuff that when I'm out there talking to people and stuff like that, I'm just the limitless possibilities that are out there for people to do, experience and stuff like that. It's amazing. Like I would not have thought I would have saw a miniature horse trotting down, you know, the streets of Eau Claire like a couple of years ago. But, you know, here we are.
And Angela, could you talk about that discovery mindset that you and the team at Wisconsin Life bring that hopefully the rest of us can learn from?
Oh, absolutely. I think if you think of the concept of travel and exploring, Wisconsin may not be at the top of your list when you Google search. But I hope that Wisconsin Life does elevate the limitless possibilities that exist in our own backyard.
Angela and Ryan, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Angela Fitzgerald, host of Wisconsin Life on PBS Wisconsin, and Ryan Ward, a producer there at Wisconsin Life. I talked with them yesterday about the 10th season of the series. It premieres tomorrow night at 7 on PBS Wisconsin.